Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
This is the Financial Flight Plan Podcast. Thank you for tuning into the program. Tim Estes and Bree Reyes here on the Financial Flight Plan Podcast with me today. They are investor coaches and certified financial planner professionals at Estes Financial Services here in the Metroplex from their office in Fort Worth. Find them online at estesfinancial.net. That's estesfinancial.net. Or you can also find them on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. Give them a jingle, 817-444-8402. If you have some questions or you have some things that you want to get addressed when it comes to your financial and retirement plans, give them a call, 817-444-8402. Joining me today here on the podcast is Bree Reyes. Bree, how are you?
Doing wonderful.
Well, that's very good. I've got a good topic for us to talk about today here on the show. So hopefully you've been keeping up with current events, or at least semi-current events.
I try. I try as much as a nine-month-old will let me.
That's very true. That's true. And of course, sometimes the news sometimes gets a little tough to watch nowadays. It seems like everything's always negative. But I'm going to try to pick a couple of headlines here that I want to go over on the program that we've seen really that kind of relate back a little bit to what you guys do and kind of tie this into the financial and retirement worlds. Let's start with our first headline here. And, several companies have announced, obviously, the employee bonuses. I'm sure you've seen that. Mm-hmm. So many companies have been chiming in, increasing the company-wide minimum wages or doing a one-time, bonus. And a lot of it, obviously, or all of it, is due to the new tax reform that's come through. Do you expect positive changes like this to continue over the next, however long, or do you think it's more of a short-term kind of bump?
Personally, and these are just my opinions.
Sure, yeah.
I think we're going to need a little time to fully assess the economic impact of the overall tax reform bill. A lot of companies are looking at different compensations and rewards to attract and retain top client and employment. The numbers are great right now. The nice thing about a one-time bonus is it's good for the company because they're not having to sustain a higher wage base going forward. It's a good one-time hit. It makes the employees feel warm and fuzzy and acknowledged. And so the company has the cash, they can do it one time, and they haven't in perpetuity increased their expenses going forward.
Yeah, and it's a nice boost, all the way around to the economy, right? Because, even $1,000 to, an American family is even a one-time thing. It's certainly something that everyone can find useful. I mean, at this point, I don't know the exact numbers, but I think it's, somewhere around 3 or 4 million people have received some form of compensation boost. And so that certainly plays well for the economy. You would think that in turn that kind of plays well with the markets and finance and all that kind of stuff. So I can see where that, trend would be nice to continue. We'll see how, like you said, there's still a lot of evaluation to do on this.
I would love to see it continue over the long term, but I know that, the one-time bumps are probably one-time bonuses are probably a short-term bump. But, overall, it's been great for the U.S. It's been great for the economy.
Well, and a lot of the companies announcing that, a lot of the offshore overseas money that a lot of these larger companies are saying, okay, we'll bring back in due to the lower tax rates, which is obviously adding money to the tax coffers, like Apple and so on and so forth. And then they've announced jobs.
Jobs is the more important thing to me.
Yeah, and exactly.
That's really, if we don't have the jobs, then we have a bunch of people that aren't bringing money in. So yeah. Getting the jobs back to the United States is a good thing.
Well, that's our first topic here on In the News that we're doing here on the Financial Flight Plan is the, is the bonuses and the bumps that's happened due to the new tax cuts. I know there's going to be more, questions and things that arise over the next year, obviously, because this takes effect as of January 1 for 2018 with the new stuff. So we'll see how it plays out. But you are listening to the Financial Flight Plan podcast today on the program. Bree Ray is joining me at estesfinancial.net. So how about this one then? Over the last year, a lot of economists have talked about the impact of the increased automation in the workforce. Now, manufacturing-wise, like car manufacturers, automotive, they've been using robots for many years. But Amazon, we'll use them as an example. They do a lot of robots, actually, at their distribution centers. And so basically, the long and the short of it is people are starting to, talk about, well, are robots going to take away more jobs from the workforce? So kind of what's your take on this trend? Do you see it as a real threat of people losing their jobs to robots in the future or what?
Well, I mean, if you looked at Walt Disney World, they had Tomorrowland.
Yep.
For a really long time.
For a long time.
How wonderful the robots are going to be. And I think the Jetsons technically took place before now with the flying cars.
Oh, yeah.
So this fear of robots being the wave of the future and replacing us has gone a long way in Hollywood, too.
True.
But there is something to be said of, you know, the threat to robots taking some of our jobs is very real. And I've noticed the more robotic our workforce, the quality of goods kind of has fallen off a little bit. You know, for example, you used to be able to maintain some of the inner workings of your vehicle if you wanted to. And nowadays they're so computered out that you can't do certain things to your car without taking it to...
Can't do a lot of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, either the dealership or a car guy that has the right computer for your car. We had this problem last week with our Subaru. Just the cost to change the tires, most of it was spent on labor because of the computers.
Yeah. Well, and I think it depends on how you want to look at it, because for a lot of us, you know, it's easy to get wrapped up because right now we are turning some interesting corners in the technology world, like the self-driving cars, right? So that's one of the things that's a big deal all the time. But, you know, innovation and automation has been taking jobs for not just the last 15 or 20 years. It's been going on since the Industrial Revolution.
Steadily, yeah.
Yeah. And so if you think about it, maybe there were, you know, 70 years ago, maybe it took 20 guys to do the tin cutting to cut tin for metal for a roof, let's say. And then they started to invent the machine that one guy pulls the lever and it cuts the entire thing. So several people lost their job. So I think in some ways, yes, it's a natural progression that we are going to lose types of jobs to automation and robots. But I think that increases the place for other jobs to come about because they have to be programmed. And of course, they certainly have to be maintenanced, right?
And that's where a lot of the money is spent. I mean, I do always say please and thank you to my Alexa I have at home just for fear that she might take over my house.
She'll turn the lights off if you're not nice to her.
I am very polite to her just in case. But, you know, it's one of those situations where I don't think it's going to happen overnight.
Yeah, true.
And, you know, I've even heard this about the financial services industry that we're...
Well, the robo-advisors, right?
We have robo-advisors, but more so that, you know, you're going to be able to order your financial plan off of Amazon. And the more computers get involved, sometimes the worse we are.
Right. Well, when it comes to that kind of situation, I do think that there'll always be some sort of a market where people say, we'll just automate this, and some people will take advantage of it. But I think for most of us, especially when you're talking about, you know, ordering your financial plan a la carte or whatever off of Amazon, I think for most of us, we realize that I want to be able to walk into an office and sit down and talk with a person, and that person has gotten to know me, they know my family, they know my situation. You know, when I come in, you know, you're like, hey, Mark, how are you? How's the family? You know, what's going on? I'm able to communicate with you, and you really understand and get us, the relationship factor. You can't get that through automation.
You can't. And it goes back to so much of financial planning and retirement planning is personal goals.
Yeah.
My goals and my retirement plan is not going to look like anybody else's. I mean, I hope it matches my husband's, but I can't even guarantee you it's going to do that. A lot of times spouses don't always match 100%. And so this is where the automation, having the customization, having the in-depth conversation with a financial coach is so important, because it's not really a one-size-fits-all for financial planning. And it's really more, you're right, it's really more of a personal relationship. Or it should be, in my opinion.
No, and I agree with you. And I think most people there's just some facets of things that are always going to be that way. I'll tell you, my dad used to tell me when I was growing up, he'd say, you only need a couple things in life, you know, son, to have a good, successful life. Things that every guy or gal needs. Of course, he was talking to me as his son. So his guy, he's like, you need a good barber, you need a good mechanic. And he used to say, you need a good dry cleaner. Well, as proof of our conversation, the dry cleaner thing has kind of gone away, right? Not many people take much to the dry cleaner anymore like it used to be. It used to take tons to the dry cleaner. Now it's, you know, just your really, you know, really nice stuff, your suits or whatever. But, you know, things do shift, but you're always going to need a good barber, for example, a good hairstylist, whether male or female. Oh, yeah. You know, automation, that's the Jetsons. You mentioned that, right? They put that little helmet on their head and it'd come off and boom, they got the hairdo exactly that they want, or it would cut it or whatever. I just don't see that kind of thing, you know, eventually taking over. I still think there's always going to be personal touches that have to be applied from a human interaction. And I think the financial service industry, what you do is certainly important, because you need that coach. You need that person for that accountability. I mean, almost think of it like a personal trainer, right? You're there exactly. to hold them accountable to achieve those financial goals. And that's really what you guys do at Estes Financial Services.
Exactly. And you know, robots are cool. Like I said, I love Alexa. She's great. I have a Roomba named Rosie after the Jetsons.
Oh, very good.
And Rosie is great. But you know what? Rosie misses a ton. I still end up vacuuming. That is my personal experience with two robots, you know? Alexa forgot to wake me up this morning because we had a power outage, and Rosie missed an entire area of my living room from vacuuming. So robots are great, but, you know, we still need people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, if you'd like to come in and sit down and really just get your own personal touch going on and maybe not have the robot take over as your advisor, that's certainly what Tim and Bree can help you do at Estes Financial Services. You've been listening to the Financial Flight Plan podcast. We've had a good conversation, good fun today, talking about some topics in the news. But at the end of the day, having that investor coach, that certified financial planner, that professional on your side to help you get to and through your retirement goals, dreams, wants, needs, all those things, you got to have that personal touch. So reach out to Tim and Bree, get on the calendar, come in and have a conversation, or just come in and just talk about your situation. Find them online at estesfinancial.net or on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. That's estesfinancial.net. And just give them a call and have a conversation. 817-444-8402. That's the other thing that robots can't quite do yet. We may have had automated phone calls for a long time, but you can't have a conversation with that automated phone call, can you?
No, not unless it's an operator.
Yep, you got to have a person there. So 817-444-8402. That's all the time we got on the podcast this week, Bree, but thank you so much for joining me, and it was a good, fun conversation.
Yes, and everybody go out and lead an abundant life.
We'll talk to you next time here on the Financial Flight Plan podcast.